Since Father Saunders is away this weekend with the parish pilgrimage group in Rome, I'm going to tell a story about him. It's not too mean because he is returning on Monday. As most of you can imagine, Father Saunders is smarter than me in almost every category. However, he just got, for the first time, a smartphone, having turned in his flip phone. And so on that one area, I have a few things I can teach him. So when he opens up the smartphone and we begin to work on it, it can be a very tedious process. We work on things like downloading apps, how to write a text message, how to remember your password, and so on. And when I walk away, I often think to myself, thank you, Lord, for not making me as inept at smartphones as my boss. But then, I guess about a week later, I was sitting in the school office because I was waiting for it to be time for me to go teach my seventh grade class. And I was having trouble deleting emails in a new app that I have. And there was a fourth grade girl waiting maybe to see the principal, I don't know, sitting next to me on the bench. And she saw me getting more and more frustrated, and finally she very nicely leaned over and said, Father, you just have to swipe right. And I did, and it worked. And I'm sure she walked away saying, Lord, thank you for not making me as inept as Father Farrell at his smartphone. The point of it all is that it's not about so much about how we see ourselves, but who we're comparing ourselves to. If we compare ourselves to the wrong person, we can seem very holy indeed. But in fact, there's only one person we should really ever compare our own holiness to, and that's Jesus Christ. He's the mirror that we have to look into, because otherwise, it's an improper reflection. It's like a windshield. If you're driving with a windshield that is dirty at night, it can look pretty clean, because nothing's really shining through as you go through the darkness. But suddenly, when you're driving into the sun, you see all the imperfections. So it is with us. If we have a very dim view of ourself, we don't understand what's really going on in our soul and in our heart, then we can seem very justified, like the Pharisee. He went in looking at all these external things that he does, and he thought himself very holy. But it's interesting. When he talks, he thinks to God, it actually says that he spoke this prayer to himself. He's only comparing his own holiness to those around him. He's looking just at earth. He's not even looking to God. And God doesn't hear his prayer because ultimately he's praying to his own vanity. We have to understand that when we stand before God, we don't bring anything to the equation. We don't add anything to him. All the gifts that we have are given freely from him. All the good things in our lives are free gifts of God. The only thing we bring is our sin. That's the only thing that's totally of our own creation. This was Catherine of Siena's insight. But that's not an excuse to beat ourselves up or think that we're worthless or not due God's love. Because God has made us worthy. He has given us a dignity that in and of itself brings us higher than the angels. We are sons and daughters by adoption of God himself. So we have a great dignity that we can't actually spoil. And that dignity is of none of our doing. That's a free gift from God. That being said, it doesn't mean that we don't strive towards holiness, because our response to that great gift should be to live a life that corresponds to the gift we've been given. It means that we have to look around us and not compare ourselves to others in holiness, but look around us and say, I want to be a good example to those around me. And I want to look to good examples, whether they're living today or saints of our past, to know how to love Christ more fully. But at the end of the day, only comparing ourselves to Christ himself. That idea of being a good example is especially important for parents and godparents as well. We often forget them. Because we have to be that beacon of light that doesn't point to ourselves or shine the spotlight on our own goodness, but rather points it towards Christ. Parents and godparents are so important because they're the ones who make these promises of baptism. I just celebrated a beautiful baptism today, and it always reminds me of the solemnity, the weight that these promises have in them. Because when we talk about people that are failures as parents, the only real failure is if your children don't make it to heaven. I think in this area especially, we tend to idolize education or activities. And that's important. After all, our church itself has a wonderful school as part of our mission. And the Catholic Church itself is the largest provider of education around the world. But all of that has to be in service to a higher end, to the salvation of souls, to use the gifts that God gave us of our mind or of our athletic ability to go out and save souls and save our own soul in the process. Otherwise, we're just creating an idol out of something that doesn't last. There are many parents who gave their children nothing in the form of a formal education, and yet they got them to heaven. There are many saints who were completely illiterate, including Catherine of Siena, but she knew God better than theologians who have studied for years. So to be holy by example is to lead others to Christ and to forget about our own self-righteousness. And that holiness is simple. We go to Mass on Sunday. We pray with our families every day. We go to confession when we fall, and we love God and our neighbor by following the commandments. It's not rocket science. It's not difficult. And yet it's very hard because it asks us to think outside ourselves, to look to Christ, and try to be His light in the world. So it can be difficult, but it's also very simple. I think simpler than operating an iPhone.